Hello, everybody. Welcome to the third biennial Mayor's Arts Awards. I'm Laura Williamson, the Executive Director for Muncie Civic Theater.
And I'm Michelle Kinsey, Community Engagement Coordinator for WIPB-TV and Indiana Public Radio, and a Muncie Arts and Culture Council board member. And we will be your hosts for this celebration of the arts. Let's hear it.
Awards. Let's meet the nominees.
Here they come! We totally planned the suspense. There they are! All right. Our nominees this evening, Michelle Beatty.
Come on. Carol Burt. Yes. And then go ahead and you can sit down.
Jack Lee Christian III.
Leon Crosby.
Moth Danner. Philip Dunn.
Chris Fluke.
Dr. Galit Gertzenson.
Brian and Jenny Gordy.
Ronald E. Groves.
Juniper Violet Kuntz.
Mickey Murray.
Kim Miller.
Open Door Health Services.
All right. Sheila K. Piazza.
Rachel Replegal.
Amanda Reniger.
Tanya Side.
Krista Sides of Chameleon Salon.
Shantanu Suman.
Nancy Swickard.
Lynette K. Waters Whitesell.
And last but not least, Mr. Hurley Goodall in the back.
Wait. Yay! Time for all of our nominees this evening.
Our presenting sponsor tonight is no stranger to this event. Old National Bank has been presenting sponsor for each of the Mayor's Arts Awards celebrations. Please welcome to the stage our president of Old National Bank, Mr. Jeff Howe.
Thank you. As she said, I'm Jeff Howell, president of Old National Bank. I want to tell you that I am and my company is honored to be a part of recognizing the importance of art and those who play such an important role in ensuring that we have it, and certainly those who play such an important role in that we share it with so many people in our community. When Betty and Brady and I talked about my contribution to the program, I would be talking about the importance of art in the community. So those of you who might know me are probably wondering, what does this guy know about art? Not much. Not technically, and certainly not academically, but I can tell you I know how art makes me feel. I want to share a quick story with you. I have a fairly drastically unrefined ability to sketch. When I was in high school, which was a long, long time ago, my art teacher took the entire class out behind the Muncie Northside High School building and sat us down facing a large and beautiful tree. Our instructions were simple: draw what you see. I sat there for a while, and I wasn't overly excited about the task, but I glanced over to one side of me, and the kid next to me, I caught a glimpse, and he's this very skillfully detailed drawing of a tree trunk was underway. Looked over on the other side of me, and this kid is random lines and blotches and all kinds of stuff, which none of this really defined what I was going to do on my project, which I really needed to get underway pretty darn quickly. After the work on the project was complete, we had about a couple class days out there, and it was time to hand it in. I was pretty nervous about the reaction to my work, and certainly most importantly, the grade that it would receive. Not because I lack confidence in my abilities, because confidence is really nothing I really struggle with, but because my sketch was of my legs from about the knees down, very detailed stitching in my blue jeans, and every line and curve of my sneakers and shoelaces. Remember we called them sneakers? I guess they don't call them sneakers anymore. So my teacher's comments on the project: nicely done, unique, original. I don't remember the grade, but I can tell you, because I remember the story, that it was probably okay, or maybe even a little bit better. What struck me most was that most of the sketches, from the detailed and lifelike to the abstract and really hard to understand, all received some degree of reassurance from our teacher. Ann Johnson, by the way. There was a lesson there that I probably didn't fully appreciate for many years. Why is art important? It's a fundamental example of diversity. Diversity of style, diversity of perspective, diversity of thought, diversity of taste, all rooted in the diversity of our life experience, both the artist and the audience. Art is us. Art's unique, and as unique as we are. Today, as I see art, hear art, experience art, I'm curious about what the artist was thinking that inspired them, why they made the line that they made, why they made the sound that they made, why they made the movement that they made. I don't know much about art, but I appreciate the opportunity to experience it. I don't judge art, just like I don't judge people. I try to appreciate what, why, and how the artists did what they did. I am thrilled to be here tonight. Congratulations to all those recognized, and thank you so much to those of you who create art for all of us to experience and enjoy.
That's fantastic. Thank you very much. Thank you so much. Wow, let's hear one more time for Jeff Howe, everybody. Thank you so much, Jeff. Well, it is called the Mayor's Arts Awards, which means it wouldn't be the awards if we didn't have the mayor. So let's hear from the mayor himself right now, ladies and gentlemen, Mayor Dennis Tyler.
Welcome, everybody. What a great night to celebrate arts in the city of Muncie. And Jeff and I both made it up the steps, and neither one of us tripped and fell, and we both were betting on who would do that first last night. What a wonderful night to celebrate art. Friday the 13th. Think about that. Just think about that. But as I look around and saw the nominees up here tonight, ladies and gentlemen, it only makes perfect sense for the city of Muncie to be a supporter of arts in the city of Muncie. We celebrate art just like Muncie celebrates being a part of Muncie every day and the excitement of it. It's great to see my friend Phil Dunn being a nominee tonight. And by the way, congratulations to all the nominees and particularly to the award winners. One of the nominees happens to be my next door neighbor, and I didn't know that till tonight. I should have known what type of artist she was, because I've seen some of the greatest figure eights with a lawnmower you've ever seen in your life in her yard. You know I'm just kidding, Nancy. Yeah. I'll pay dearly for that. Yes. People have asked me many times, why does the city of Muncie believe that art is so important, and why did we get involved in it, ladies and gentlemen? Well, four easy answers is, has anybody ever said no to Betty Brewer, Brady Euless, Rick Ziegler, and John Craddock? Never, never. But what's so exciting for me as mayor is to drive through our community today, and we see public art in places today, working with the Muncie Arts and Culture Council and other people, that we would have never dreamed that we would have had a work of art. And the beautiful thing about public art and being a part of that, it's free and open to everybody. It's just like Jeff said, it doesn't judge diversity, it doesn't judge religion, it doesn't judge how you feel about each other or how you look at each other. It's a work of art for each one of us to admire and decide exactly how we want to recognize that piece of art. Whether it's the box, it's got dogs all over it over at Minnetrista, or look at what Bob Hartley has done down at Charles and High Street. As you drive through the city of Muncie, you see little bitsy pieces every day that are coming up from our community that are works of art, and it's so fun to be a part of it. Thank you all so much for being here tonight. The fun's just getting ready to begin, and it won't end when the show's over either. So thank you so much for being here tonight. Thank you.
I have all the feels. Oh, who else has the feels? Everybody. Oh, my goodness. All of the feels. Tonight would not be possible without the efforts of Brady Euless, the executive director of Muncie Arts and Culture Council.
And we should point out that she is also a Mayor's Arts Award recipient herself. Please welcome Brady Euless.
Hi, everybody. How are you doing? Good. Good. While we are on the topic of pointing things out, I would like to start by acknowledging that we are all gathered here tonight on the native lands of the Lenape people and pay respect to the Lenape elders, both past and present, whose many legacies of violence, displacement, and settlement bring us here today. Thank you all again for choosing to spend your Friday night with us. As I'm sure most of you know, many cities across the United States celebrate Mayor's Arts Awards programs. They bestow the most prestigious honor conferred by the city on artists, educators, nonprofit organizations, patrons of the arts, so on and so on and so on. It's on our website. It's probably in the program. You can read it and read it and read it. Maybe this is the first time that you've attended our version. Maybe you're back. Maybe you were a nominee in the past. Maybe you've already been a recipient. As evidenced by the outpouring of nominations in our first two events and the impressive crop of mostly new nominees this year, our city is overflowing with creatives, with people who choose to keep the arts anchored in their lives every day. This program is an absolute celebration of those individuals and collective triumphs, a celebration that serves to cultivate greater visibility and appreciation for the inherent value of arts and culture. Hopefully you're feeling the celebratory vibes already. If you were with us at Cornerstone in 2017, you may remember I was on stage talking about how busy Mac had been since the inaugural Mayor's Arts Awards in 2015. I was 8 days into my role as executive director. When I used the word busy. It wasn't a lie at the time, I just didn't know what busy meant for arts nonprofit organizations. Since the last time our community came together to celebrate in this way, Muncie has been hustling for the arts. More venues and independent creatives than ever are participating in First Thursday activities on the regular. 5 emerging and ambitious artists have been selected as participants in the Indiana Arts Commission's new on-ramp professional development and grant program. Excitement about our glassblowing heritage is growing with every glass Easter egg hunt and pumpkin workshop. 2 days ago, the Magic City Music Men announced their rebrand as a mixed voices ensemble called the Heartland Vocal Project, welcoming women into their a cappella chorus for the first time. The South Central neighborhood just installed 22 sculptural planters along their Walnut Street corridor. You may have seen them. They are awesome. And in case you missed it, the Bob Ross Experience at Minnetrista will soon bring the joy of painting to life for residents and guests, a perfect example of how art making is a viable way to orient your life, even in Muncie, Indiana. At MAC, we launched a little artist in residence program with generous funding from the city and the National Endowment for the Arts called PlySpace. Maybe you've heard of it. Or maybe you've just noticed the large public weaving at Cannon Commons last summer, or printmaking workshops at your favorite pool, or the portrait murals that popped up all across the city earlier this spring. Our partnership with the city was renewed through 2022 and included the city's first official plan for public art. That public art project, beautifying our traffic signal control boxes that Mayor Tyler mentioned earlier, is just one of the small outgrowths of that partnership. I know that you've probably seen local artists painting those boxes. Raise your hand if you have. Yes, good. If you're one of the people yelling out your car window words of encouragement, keep doing it. I know they love it. I get warm and fuzzy on the inside when people yell and I'm not even out there with a paintbrush. We envision a Muncie that thrives, a Muncie that's vibrant and resourceful in part because we understand that the arts are an integral building block of our community. With that in mind, Muncie Arts and Culture Council is honored to implement this program with the city of Muncie. These awards recognize the significant accomplishments and contributions of individuals and organizations to the cultural landscape of our public places and our social spaces. Thank you for being with us this evening.
If I could see, it would be awesome.
Yes, this would have been a good dress rehearsal party.
But I do love these masks.
I do too, and we really had to bug the creator to let us borrow these, which brings us to the awards created this evening. Have you seen them?
I have. They are beautiful. Everyone is buzzing about them.
I see what you did there. Well, now it is time to unmask the creator of those awards.
Brilliant. Please, everyone, welcome Jonathan Becker.
So why a mask as an arts award, you might ask? A mask is rhythmic form, so it's music. A mask is animated negative space, so it is sculpture. A mask radiates structure through color, so it's painting. A mask changes as it moves through space, so it is dance. A mask is story, so it's text. A mask first provokes a preconceived idea of who it is, and then teaches us through its journey and our experience of that journey that the world is bigger than first thought, so it is an educator. A mask is a container within which its maker is present, and so it is culture. Masks are history, alive in the present moment and so reflective of no time and all time at once. Masks don't hide, they reveal to us our humanity and reflect the world we live in back at us. This mask is youth, age, and maturity. It was arrived at through allowing the clay to play and through letting the emerging form become what it wanted rather than imposing a good idea upon it. The sculpture of this mask is at once realistic, poetic, decorative, and conceptual. This mask is reflective of deep cultural perspective and yet of no particular culture at all. This mask is specifically us and at the same time reflective of the universal and so everyone. It started as a child and it became a muse. My teacher, Jacques Lecoq, once said, "There are three masks, the mask that we wear, the mask that we are, and the mask that we have in common." This mask, the muse, is my gift to the artists of this community.
Thank you so much, Jonathan. Okay. Are we ready to hand out those beautiful awards? Yep. Here to present the Maker Award, sponsored by Heidi J. Hale Designs, and the Arts Educator Award, sponsored by Pride Mark Construction, is Betty Brewer, president of the Muncie Arts and Culture Council.
All right. The suspense. Is it killing us? I could go sit down again. Okay. The Maker Award is for a local for-profit business owner who exemplifies the impact and vitality of Muncie's creative economy. In this case, through their company's work, this maker has elevated the regional and national visibility of Muncie for other makers, especially printers. They serve as a cultural anchor within the Mad Jack's makerspace and have become a go-to stop for artists and patrons during First Thursdays. All this while keeping a 140-year-old business alive. The Maker Award goes to Kim Miller of Tribune Showcraft. Arts Educator Award goes to an individual whose achievements and contributions to arts education have been significant and far-reaching. This educator has served their profession on both local and national levels. They are strongly engaged in serving the Muncie community through nonprofit board work and through simply showing up. How often is that more of a task than we would think? While providing professional support to other teachers and educators, they developed a citywide opportunities for local students, stretched themselves to become a fundraiser to support those programs, and generally makes the David Owsley Museum of Art a fabulously fun experience. The Arts Educator Award goes to Tanya Side. This is really the fun part. Well, okay, the performances are awesome. Next Generation Artist Award goes to a working artist craftsman in any discipline under the age of 40 who has demonstrated outstanding promise and commitment to the arts community. You know, it isn't easy to stay engaged with your community while working and completing a degree. This artist has a commitment to Muncie that shows through volunteer work as an accomplished musician, performing artist, photographer, videographer, and director. That makes me tired. The Next Generation Artist Award goes to Rachel Replegal. The Arts Leader Award is an arts professional or organization who has demonstrated outstanding leadership, organizational stewardship, and partnership with the local arts community. This leader cross-pollinates the arts and the humanities. A videographer who led students through the process of cataloging public sculpture through the city and placing it on the Muncie Arts and Culture website. An historian who promotes the Muncie and Delaware County cultural scene through his columns and publications, and who most recently brought various individuals and organizations together to raise the funds to commission and install a sculpture that honors the life of another Muncie icon. The Arts Leader Award goes to Chris Fluke. The Arts Advocate Award goes to an individual or organization whose strong supports of the arts has been ongoing through philanthropic and or volunteer service. This award-winning educator in the Muncie Community Schools, this artist finds many opportunities for students to showcase their talents outside the classroom and in the community. They coach new teachers in their roles when they're just beginning. And while advocating for all the arts at the local, state, and national levels, their particular passion and talent and artistry is in music and the vital role it plays in building life skills for all of us. The Arts Advocate Award goes to Michelle Beatty. All right, Corporate Award, Corporate Arts Award. This is a business or corporation that shows exemplary support of the arts, artists, and arts organizations within the Muncie area. This business owner empowers women in every aspect of their lives, while the company and its associates serve to educate and promote through the arts. As advocates and philanthropists, they support a variety of social efforts in Muncie. Just check out their partnership with the YWCA to see the results. The Corporate Arts Award goes to Krista Sides of Chameleon Salon. The Artist in the Community Award goes to individual artists in any discipline, recognized for artistic excellence and singular efforts in contributing to Muncie's cultural vitality. This artist with many exhibitions and awards under their belt, as a supporter of the arts who does a lot of pro bono work for area nonprofits and donates their work to help worthy causes. A mentor who has supported and encouraged others in the field, and a graphic designer whose professional work is well known throughout our community, the Artist in the Community Award goes to Lynette K. Waters-Weitzel. The moment we've all been waiting for. The Lifetime Achievement Award goes to an individual or organization recognized for significant and sustained contributions to the fields of arts and culture in the Muncie area. But you know, sometimes there's just too much to say about a certain individual. A first responder, a community civic leader, a civil rights leader, a statesman, and an architect of the Indiana Arts Commission's cultural trust that provides continuous support to the arts in the state of Indiana, including many of us here in Muncie. The Lifetime Achievement Award goes to Mr. Hurley Goodall.